Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Diva Dance for Live Show on Blog Talk Radio. Tonight, the Diva Spy Network and I will be discussing what has happened on Dance for Live the past 2 weeks on air and the online community. Feel free to call us at 914-338-1239. The call is a long-distance call to New York, or you can ask a question in our chat room here at Blog Talk Radio. You need to register to be able to use the chat room. The chat room is now open. To be automatically notified of our shows, please sign up as a friend. I would like to introduce the Diva Spy Network. Fancy Face is here. Hello, Fancy Face. Hello? Hello? Oh, this is Queen of the Night. Queen of the Night, are you there?
Yes, hi Diva, how are you?
Better if I knew I was talking to you.
I wasn't answering when you said Fancy Face, so.
I know, yeah. I know.
Here?
I was. Yep, Ashley, Saddle Shoes is here.
Oh.
Yes, Saddle Shoes.
Hi there, Diva.
We're having
saddle
technical.
Shoes made it.
Yes, in the nick of time.
Yeah.
Fancy Face, can you hear me?
Fancy Face is here.
Oh, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, okay. Hi.
Hi, everybody.
Technical difficulties, yes.
Yeah, I went to start the show, and then it I had a message popped up that it wasn't streaming. I was like, oh, that's fantastic. Then I pressed a button, then it said I'm on mute. I was like, okay. So I took myself off of mute. But, well, let's talk about the show the past couple weeks since the Emmys. So what does everyone think about the recasting of Ariana with Lindsay Hartley? How's she doing? Good, Queen of the Night.
Well,
what do you think?
Yeah, I think she's doing a lot better. I mean, I like her.
Mm-hmm.
But I never really saw her. I never watched Passions, so I don't know if they're any different from Passions than they are on Days. Has Saddle Shoes or Fancy Face seen them on Passions and see any a difference or anything?
I am proud to say I've never seen one episode of Passions.
Yeah.
But I do get
I haven't
the feeling,
either.
I do get the feeling that the chemistry between Eric Martsoff and Lindsay Hartley is kind of lacking. I mean, for a couple that's supposed to just be falling in love and just be getting together, they seem to me a little too comfortable. Maybe I'm just projecting because I know they were on Passions, but I'm just not feeling it. I think she's a better actress than the previous actress who played Ariana, but I'm not blown away by her either.
Right.
That's how I'm feeling.
Well, I have to agree that she's a better actress. I'm not sure. And I agree that they are way too comfortable with each other for two people who just met each other. I guess I don't like her as well because the old Ariana had she was kind of combative, and I liked that. That was unusual for this show. The new Ariana is already becoming a victim, especially on Friday. I just watched Friday, and she's already a victim. She's got that look in her eye.
So most of the couples are comfortable with each other.
Well, they're all the women on this show are victims. We're back to a show where all the women are depressing, depressingly the same, and depressingly pathetic.
Well, Victor Kiriakis certainly kicked her butt pretty quickly.
Yes. Yeah, that was fun.
Hey, I enjoyed that, actually. I liked Victor being a bad guy.
Yeah, I did. I wonder what he's going to think when he finds out that Roman is doing this little show of his. I was a little surprised at that. I hadn't seen
that.
Yeah,
that surprised me. I
well, the hard part is for me to think of Roman being smart in the least anymore. So...
have to give him something.
It is. It's nice to see him having something to do. I just don't believe it. I don't believe he could put anything over on anybody, even his kids.
Someone said the new Ariana has the deer in the headlights look.
Oh, no. Even another
Chloe.
Chloe.
That's
yes,
Chloe.
That's Chloe.
Chloe's worse. Yeah, Chloe has the headlights look.
I mean, I never saw Passions either for more than 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. When it was on after days, it would come on and that would be it. I'd turn it off. So I've never seen her either. But I don't think she's a bad actress. But I didn't think the last one was a bad actress. I thought the whole idea was that they weren't supposed to be comfortable with each other.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know each other that well. I like that.
So they feel like an old couple
already? I didn't
already.
Watch her that much. So I you know.
So do they like an old couple?
Well,
I went back and watched the episode where they were in bed together, and I'm sorry, when you're in bed with somebody that you don't know, you are not that comfortable with them and touching and that was just silly.
Really, Matt? Yeah.
You're supposed to have that. What the hell did I just look on your face? Like, oh my God, what did I do?
Not necessarily that, but not to
not
to feel like you. I mean, they acted like they knew how each other felt about things. But I've never known people to do that when they're that age, and you've never been in bed with that person before.
Maybe they're just soulmates.
God.
Oh, no, that's Chloe and Dan. I just love how, you know, every time Chloe hears Dan's voice, all of a sudden, you know, the heart rate monitor starts to beep and she starts to come to life and get out of the coma. You know, that's what the writers do to show this is a true love couple. I mean, they don't have the chemistry to back up the true love of the actors, but they want to broadcast it by saying, hey, she comes back from the dead when he's in the same room with her, so it must be true love, right?
Well, and if I have
you
to
think,
see somebody else,
do you think Kate and
excuse.
Dan have more chemistry? I think Kate and Daniel have more chemistry.
Oh, me
I've
too.
I've been kind of enjoying their scenes.
I wish Kate and Daniel had had that same kind of chemistry when they really had the affair, because then you could understand
right.
why Kate was acting like a psychotic nutball now. But
yeah.
now,
well, we never even saw
really
that.
Hot together. Yeah, we never saw it. But
we
the
never
scene
saw
in the jail,
that
when she somehow magically got in his jail cell without any wardens around or anything. But that scene in the jail cell, I thought, I'm like, that was smoking. I really enjoyed
yes.
that scene.
Yeah. Yes,
well,
even
the
their bedroom scenes were hot.
The part that cracked me up is when the writers have to go to that part, they have to go there and say, you know, hit the viewers over the head with, oh, these two are meant to be together. That's when you've failed. If you have to point that out to the audience, they don't have chemistry. That's
exactly.
And there's very few people on this show at the moment that have any of that.
Well, that's because they force the couples together according to whatever agenda the writers have, and they don't listen to, you know, what the fans want or even change things according to, you know, how the actors are together. They just, this is the plan, this is what we're going to do, and darn it, if there's no chemistry there, we'll just write it like there is, you know.
Well, we'll tell everybody it is, and they'll believe it.
Yeah, exactly.
They still don't know who to put together.
And even the show, and there is a couple of people on the show that have chemistry. EJ and Nicole have chemistry, but they've ruined EJ. I mean, I don't care. I don't even care when he's on screen. I don't care that he's going to find out he has that his child is Sammy's, because they've made him so stupid. He's another Lucas.
Well, for me, I really enjoyed that triangle. I really enjoyed that triangle at first, and then they brought all the stupid
because
babies
it was about
into the picture.
Them. Yeah.
And then it was all about pregnancy, being pregnant at the same time, having morning sickness at the same time, switching the babies. I'm like, it just got so stupid. They didn't have to go to that much trouble. The triangle was great to begin with. Why didn't they just use it and leave the babies out of it, you know?
Because that would have meant writing about personalities.
Yeah.
They would have had to know how to write personalities, and Hingley doesn't know how to do that.
No.
Oh, AJ's a little chip off the old block, though, with the demure sperm donor thing. You could be everybody's baby daddy.
Tony never had that kind of luck, but whatever.
Well, he was on the island for 20 years. It's hard to knock people up on an island.
He had a lot of little Tony running around out there. If he had had the Stefano sperm, that they would have found him there with the two island girls and about, 10 kids running around.
They didn't have any birth control. How did they not have any kids? It's just silly.
I guess Tony pulled out. That's the only thing I think of. Tony pulled out. Maybe they just had a plane full of condoms rain down on them. Kind of like the Dharma Initiative on Lost.
Yeah.
When Hurley destroyed all the food and then a crate of food drops down. That was pretty good.
The whole idea of him being on an island for 20 years was ridiculous anyway.
Yeah. I guess they couldn't really want anything better while he was gone for 20 years, but...
A lot of comments in the chat room.
Yeah. So would you guys... Burberry Girl likes the idea of Dharma condoms. Yeah, I guess they don't have condoms on Lost.
DJ and his super sperm. It should have its own theme song.
Well, maybe Ravy can come up with one for us.
Yeah.
find some words that rhyme with sperm. Okay, so what do you guys think about the whole controversy with General Hospital and Deidre Hall on Facebook? I mean, do we know for sure that's Deidre's Facebook page?
I don't know if it's her Facebook. I've never been on her Facebook page.
I'm not one of the chosen few, so I don't really know if for sure. I suppose it could be a hacker that
it could
came
be.
In.
Are they saying it is?
No one's saying. No one knows. That someone would have said something by now, like Deidre Hall perhaps would have come out and said, hey, I didn't say this. But personally, I think it's she's making too much out of what was just meant as a joke. I think the joke was kind of lame to begin with, but it's gotten a lot more attention now that she complained about it on her Facebook page. I know I feel bad for her because she's fired and all that, and maybe she's just oversensitive about it, but it wasn't like they insulted her or Drake personally. They were just making a silly little joke about two little characters in the show. I don't really see anything that disrespectful. Maybe immature and perhaps silly writing, yes, but disrespectful,
poking fun,
no.
And kind of rude, yeah. Do you think maybe they were offered a part and turned it down, and maybe that's why General Hospital did that? I've heard that going around.
Well, according to the comments I saw, this is not the first time that Guza has done this. It sounds like it's something he does every so often. So, the writer for General Hospital.
Oh, okay.
And so maybe it's just, and I don't know that he doesn't do it with all of the other soaps. I don't know. I don't watch General Hospital anymore, but maybe it's a...
Someone said Drake
maybe it's a quirk of his.
Drake probably does. He says, Subode said Drake probably thinks it's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wish Drake would come out and say what he thinks about
Drake?
It. But he's just been MIA ever since he got fired.
Mm-hmm.
Except for a Viagra commercial he was supposed to make. Whatever happened to that Viagra?
I don't know. I've never seen that.
He
I wouldn't
did
mind
like
seeing that. I like
well, maybe he's off just enjoying his vacation after 20-some years.
Well, he will be on that cruise. I know he's going on that soap cruise. Scheduled to go
come on, Drake, call the diva and tell us where you are.
Actually, we do have a call.
Oh, great.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hi.
Yes.
Anna. First of all, I love the diva blog.
Anna.
I just really love what you do there. And I was just wondering what you guys thought about the new Stefano-Kate pairing that's coming up. You guys like the
idea? I like it. Yeah.
I mean,
I
figured
love
that
it.
He'd have to get bail her out. She'd get in trouble and
any kind of
he
romance
would hold that over her head.
Any kind of romance
Stefano.
With anybody over 30 would be great.
Yeah. Well, I know. Yeah. Well, and I think
Vivian coming back is going to have something to do with that, maybe.
And I think that it's nice to see that the older cast members and the vets that are still on the show are getting some airtime. I'm enjoying that personally.
Oh yes, I am too.
Oh, it is nice. Although Stephanie got what, 3 minutes this week.
Yeah, this wasn't a good week, but coming up in the next week and a half, it should be pretty good. So.
Yeah.
It sounds like the spoilers for Kate. She's really.
Yeah.
And Lauren has a good storyline there.
Yeah, so I don't know. I'm kind of looking forward to it for a change, and looking at Viv coming back and everything. I just think it's generating some excitement for me anyway, for a change. So.
Wouldn't it be something to have two women fighting over Stefano?
Yeah.
I mean, has that
Vivian
that
and Kate.
Great.
That's what
I'd
I'm
love
thinking.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be.
Has that ever?
Oh,
yeah, has
that
ever?
Well, what I was kind of wondering is, you know, right now it looks like Kate's going to be married, marrying Stefano because she, quote, has to,
right.
as a trade-off. But I wonder if once Viv shows up, if all of a sudden it's kind of like, well, gee, now I want him, you know? Maybe there's going to be some sort of switch that goes off when that happens. I don't know.
I would like that.
She was involved with him at one time. Of course,
well, yeah, they both
Victor,
have. They've
too.
Both been involved with Victor, right?
And so
with
Kate.
No.
Right.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So yeah. I just
Four
think it might them. Be kind of interesting where at first she's sort of, it's sort of under duress that she marries him, but then maybe, I don't know. I don't know what they have in store, but it might be
right.
kind of interesting to see how if she has a little competition. She might change her tune. I don't know. So anyway, but thank you so much for the blog. Really enjoy it.
Oh, thanks for calling. We appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Yeah, you know what though? I say if they do something like they did with Kate and Victor, and they make it like Kate's gonna try to kill Stefano too to get rid of him, I'd be really disappointed.
Oh no, Stefano's good Kate. He got Lucas through school and gave her all that money, and you know,
yeah.
I mean, she pointed out like a year or two ago, you know, how grateful she was to him for all the help he's done, and you know, I'm looking forward to a Kate Stefano marriage because Stefano needs to get some, and Kate needs to get out of the hot water, and she needs to find something else to do with herself
yeah,
besides interfere
Stefano.
With her son's lives all the time, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well,
so I think
it would
be a nice change of pace for both of them.
Killing him would be beside the point if the whole purpose of marrying him is that he's going to protect her from what she's done. So,
yeah.
Wouldn't
think
she'd
try to
get her off. Right.
And I'd love to see them scheme together, have some common enemy, and just start scheming together. I think it'd be fun.
This is
what
I thought they were going to.
I think Stefano and Nicole scheme together great. Nicole's a better match for Stefano than EJ, the way they're writing it right now. I mean, she's Lady Macbeth with him, you know. So I like their scenes together, you know, because he's
not
the fool that EJ is right now.
Why did they turn
EJ? He was the first one onto the baby switch, so you know.
Yeah, did they ever explain how he figured it out? Did they ever explain how Stefano figured it out?
He's Stefano. He just knows everything. No, they didn't go
yeah.
any so trouble.
They never said how he figured it out. Mm-mm.
But with Rafe, we have to see every single step. But with Stefano, we're just supposed to, you know.
I think EJ should be figuring it out, not Rafe. I don't know.
Well, the idea that the story
is the hero,
not about a guy who has absolutely no tie to the child in question, and his only... The only reason he's doing this is so he could prove to Sammy he's worthy. He can jump back in her bed, and that's what the whole story is revolving around now. It's stupid.
Mm-hmm.
It should be revolving around the guy who's the child's father.
Right. Yeah,
and he's not even on.
Stupid.
Mm-hmm. It's really not that much of a challenge to get Sammy in bed. Not that I remember.
Well, obviously it is for this.
You don't have to go out and be Scooby-Doo and solve a mystery, you know.
Yeah, I know. Unless, of course, the writers need him to. Because they can't think of anything else. But I just love the people
Victor needs to get a little something, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, you
then he wouldn't be so cranky.
Yeah,
I like him cranky.
I do like him. He gives out the greatest zingers. I love
zinger. Yeah, Victor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he seems to have his love of his life anyway. He's got Philip back at home, so he doesn't care.
I thought you were talking about Carolyn Brady. I'm like,
no. No, they're never going to go there. No matter how much the fans want it, they're never going to go there.
Oh, that's it.
She hasn't been on. What?
Yeah,
like,
we're starting a Victor and Caroline campaign, like, tonight. Because I've been waiting freaking 20 years for Victor and Caroline, and I got Jack Squat. They didn't even do it on the island together.
All that tension between them? Come
on. Oh, my gosh. How can she resist him any longer? I don't know. She's been
He's been dead long enough, right?
He's been dead a year. It's good. It's time. Yeah.
Right.
Seriously.
Well, Riley was toiling with it, so I thought Tomlin would go there, but I guess not.
I guess she's too busy babysitting. I mean, you know. Wouldn't it be nice to see her say, hey, you know what? Yeah, say, Sam, you know what? I can't babysit tonight. I'm going to, you know, I'm going to go score. You know, see you later. I'm having an overnighter at Victor's house.
Yeah.
Well, she babysitting.
Johnny and Allie are off with
Doug and
in Europe.
I'd love Victor and Carolyn to get married, and then Carolyn Brady will get out of the aprons and the frumpy clothes, and she could be dressing like, you know, Joan Collins in Dynasty every day, hanging around the Kiriakis Mansion. That's
Carolyn Brady goes bad.
That'd be awesome.
Carolyn Brady goes bad.
Most of my friends who like Kim and Shane already feel that she's gone bad, so they'd love that. That's her destiny anyway, as far as they're concerned. So,
as long as she doesn't end up, you know, in the hospital sick, and then
somebody says go there.
Dr. McCreepy will be all over her.
Well,
I think Chloe was lucky because she had on a conservative hospital gown. She would have had a V-neck on, you know. You know, Dan might have found another way of waking her up without talking to her. Yeah, I went there.
Somebody's calling him Dr. Penis. That's a new one.
Oh, God. I think next time we should do the show with a little wine.
So aren't you already
We're
doing
not.
It with a little wine?
See what we can come up with. Okay, so what do you guys think of the Ransom ripoff storyline? How do they do with Bo and Hope and Sierra and the meanie kidnap?
I enjoyed the last scenes with Dean and Justin and Bo coming in. I thought that was well done. And actually,
I'll have to keep my words
about kind of got
me.
Better and looking scared, and you know, I think she did okay.
I will have to eat my words about Dean. I've been complaining about all the Passions actors, and he was cute, and he was good.
Yeah.
The story, I think, was kind of stupid, but I expected that.
Yeah, I'm tired of
I like the second part where Dean came in their house, you know, came the second part of it better.
So is Justin and Hope going to be a couple, or are they just going to be friends?
They ought to be a couple.
I like the tease of a couple.
It's wonderful. They're the first.
I think they should.
The first guy who's pissed
Bo
off, and it's really been fun to watch. It's great.
Yeah,
I think they should because Patrick Lockhart was a loser, and you know John Black was hanging around with there was the whole John Marlena thing. So as soon as they got John and Hope together, all of the Marley and John fans went nuts. And so Justin, they're Dustin and Adrian fans, but right now Judy Evans is on As the World Turns, and she's not available. Let's have Wally Kurth, who's a very hot, sexy older actor, have his shirt off.
Not slimy.
Have some nice, sexy scenes with Christian Alfonso. And let's face it, Christian Alfonso, I love her, but she has been looking bored a lot when she does her acting. I mean, she was good with the Sierra Missing, but a lot of the times, she needs something to stir her up and get her going again. And you know, it's a scene, Bo and Hope have been stale for, you know, a while. And I think, you know, yeah, they're going to have Carly come back, but I'd actually be more hot to see Justin and Hope because, you know, we've been through Billy, and we've been through Carly, and we've, you know, we've seen Bo with all of his women. Let's see Hope with someone who's not a loser.
Yeah, that was one of my favorite things about having
Bo needing to wake up a little bit. You know, he's
having Steve and Kayla back was having someone to pal around with Bo and Hope, and they were fun, and they looked like they were having a ball together. And that's Justin. Justin do that for them. All of the men that Hope has been with ever since the 90s, they've all been sleazers. They're just gross. And
yeah, the Franco thing was
such
an
idea. Nice change.
Yeah.
And he's a real threat, too, I think.
I think so, too. He's sexy. He's charming, you know, and he's already gone out of his way risking his life for her. So, you know, he's getting bonus points. I think he's the real hero.
Well, I'd just rather her being interested in him, though, instead of looking at Bo and sneering about how he made a mistake and you know, blaming him. That's kind of dumb and stupid.
Well, they're obviously writing Bo and Hope badly because they're getting ready to break them up. You know, so they're writing them kind of out of character. But, you know, they've been out of character ever since Bo hit his head with a Christmas tree and started becoming the next Celeste, you know, and getting these weirdo visions.
There's no more visions.
Yeah, well, but ever since then, they haven't really been the same, you know.
No, they've been lifeless again. They were lifeless back in 04 and 05 when Riley was here, and they're right back to where they were. they just don't get them. I didn't like Hogan all that much about certain things, but he made them fun again.
Yes.
He made a lot of people fun again.
I remember when one of my favorite scenes was when they were down there and they discovered Lexi in the cellar or whatever, you know, at Doug's place. Mm-hmm. But that was good. That was some of that Hope chemistry, but solving a mystery,
and they cared about
having
each
fun
other
together. And that was, he did get them. Yeah, he did get them.
Mm-hmm.
And but they're, you know.
Hinkley doesn't get anybody. Hinkley should
not
be allowed to write couples. She doesn't understand emotions whatsoever.
She knows how to write those Cheerios commercials, I tell you.
Let her do that. That sounds good to me.
I'm so glad you mentioned.
Can't find the kid playing Sierra. I mean, she's like a zombie.
And how about Brady being the older brother? Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Brady being the big brother. Yeah, that just shows you right there how she's.
Yeah, she's writing for the moment. That's it. Yeah.
I'm not sure what made me laugh more, listening to him say or her say that on the show, or actually reading somebody's comment on a message board where they were going, "Well, he is bigger than her," and I'm going, your brother
that.
Because he's larger and taller than you. You say it because he's older. Come on.
He doesn't look older than her, any older.
No, he doesn't.
No.
Oh. Sorry.
That won't be the last time.
No.
No, sadly.
Wasn't the first, it won't be the last. No.
But that was probably the biggest. I mean, that, because that wasn't like history that was, you know, 20 years ago, really. I mean, that's basic history. You know, it doesn't take that much research to know who's older, you know.
Especially when it's all on YouTube. Sammy being born is on YouTube. So is Brady being born.
Yeah, but Allison should have spoke up, too. She knew she was the older sister.
Oh, she should know her character better than that.
Everybody,
yeah.
She would know. I mean, the right
people
didn't know.
Well, you know. She lived during the days of, you know, Riley writing for the show. Maybe she's afraid to speak up or she'll get fired. I mean, that's how some of these writers are. If you correct them,
I think she's the one person.
You're out the door.
I think Allison wouldn't have a problem saying, "Hey, I'm the big sister." I mean, I don't think she'd have a problem saying that. But out of everybody, she would know. I mean, you know, the writers
you'd
or producers.
Think someone would have said something, but, you know, hey.
Well, guess what? Our show's almost over.
Oh,
I know.
30 minutes goes quick.
It does.
I know we didn't get to everything yet either. But thanks so much for Anna for calling in tonight.
Well, the diva made good picks, I think.
Oh, I agree.
Oh, thank you.
Diva made awesome picks. And I wanted to say, too,
right on the money.
Yeah, if Bob Guzzo wants to write me in as a character on General Hospital, that's just fine. If he has a character named the Diva, I won't be offended. I won't bash him on Facebook. It's all good. He can call me Diva Salem. I don't care.
Maybe she bashed him because she wanted a job on General Hospital and didn't get it.
Okay, well then.
Didn't
then
want her.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Oh, their show's over.
Oh, it is? Oh.
Yeah. She was on but not streaming. So we're going to call it quits for tonight. Thanks, guys, for calling.
Okay.
Thanks,
Diva.
Fun.
Thank you. Until next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.